Hey everybody, welcome back to the Barefoot Shepherdess, a podcast that I do sporadically under the guise of my photography business, Mint and Thistle. During this episode, I really want to focus on something that has been really shifting my paradigm a lot with my creations recently. So, you know, depending on the time that you listen to this, like the date in history, this may not apply, but currently we are, I'm located in Maine, and we're pretty much on coronavirus lockdown, and, you know, it's coming up on Thanksgiving for us, so some of the holidays are about to kick off, and it's kind of a weird time. I won't be going to see my family. We'll be doing a Lord of the Rings movie marathon and eating all day pie first, my youngest has decided. So there's some silver linings in terms of being stuck at home. And if I'm being fully honest, my husband and I are both completely employed and we're healthy and we're fine. So really, in the vast scheme of things, we are perfectly fine. But that being said, it has made it so that I can't go anywhere, really. I can go to the grocery store and the farm store, and really, that's it. So because of that, I'm not wandering around taking pictures, which I've found has been an absolute blessing in disguise, and I want to talk about that today. Look, it just never occurred to me that being in the same place over and over and over again could actually be my space for inspiration. So I'm at home. I teach from home. I cook at home. I hang out at home. My horses are at home. So I really don't have any reason to go anywhere. That being said, I have a lot of downtime. Online teaching is very different than in-person teaching. So during my downtime, I make sure I'm caught up on everything at school. But then what do? So what I've been doing is taking the most beautiful room in my house, of which there is only one. It is our front room that gets light on all sides. It's incredible. And we haven't built up our studio in the back room yet because we're dealing with like a heating situation. So I've just been using this room and it's super warm. The walls are white. The floors are this old pumpkin pine. And it is our dining room. So it has like a dining room table and stuff in it. But all my stuff is in it. All my props, all my lighting, and every single day, the last few days, I've been creating some, in my opinion, my favorite images I've ever made, and it's all because everything is right at my fingertips. I know the light very well, and I'm forcing myself to find the muse in this really small space, and it has been so good for me. Now, if you'd asked me in the spring how I felt about being stuck at home, and I was genuinely stuck at home with both of my children, teaching, homeschooling William, and then also trying to manage a then 2-year-old. And it was very stressful. I was there for, I think it was like 50 days without seeing another person except my husband, but he was still going to work. And then we kind of expanded our bubble to include my two parents and my sister. But beyond that, I don't think I physically saw anybody for about 100 days, which is a very long time, and I'm sure a lot of people can sympathize and empathize with that. But at the time, I did not see the silver lining there. Like, I was not enjoying it. I was stressed. It was really hard. School was a lot less planned, of course, and we knew very little back then. But there was no way I was going to be creating something every single day. Now that I sort of know what to expect and I've created a very solid routine in our house, the day that we went on lockdown for school, I told my oldest son, I was like, we are sticking to our schedule, and I wrote it out and it's been really good for us. But having this space where I know I can only go so far, it's getting cold out, I can't wander away from my Wi-Fi in case a student pops on, so essentially I'm stuck in this room and it has been so good. Everything's here, and it has to force my brain to do a little bit more work than I would normally do in order to create these images, and frankly, I think it's really working out. So I'm sort of telling this episode or doing this episode because I think it's really important that when you're in the right mental space, you begin to open up those wings a little bit and think about the way that you can make this better for yourself. Now, had somebody told me that piece of advice in April, I would have proverbially punched them in the face because obviously I wouldn't be seeing them in person because I was in quarantine, but I would have wanted to punch them in the face. But if you were in a space where you're just like sort of spinning your wheels, but you know you're going to be home and all these things, it is a really good time to start forcing some of that creativity. It's like the same exercise when a sketch artist or something is given just a line, a squiggly line on a piece of paper, and then they have to make something out of it. Yeah, you're confined by sort of what's around you, but you can make something out of it. Pretty amazing. And that's what I'm finding for myself right now. So anyway, I really, actually, as I'm speaking right now, I just found, just figured out what my next photo is going to be. So I'm really excited about it. This room is like, I would estimate 15 by 18. I mean, it's a big room, but that's all it is. So I'm just excited to get rolling some more. And if you want, go check out my website. It's mintandthistle.com. The most exciting piece on there is the journal. So it's just mintandthistle.com/journal. My Instagram is kind of, I'm posting all my images on there. But then in addition, I'm trying to liven up my Facebook. So if you feel like checking any of those things out, go for it. If not, I hope you find some inspiration in this podcast. Maybe create a little tiny space for yourself in wherever you are and make something. And then tell me what you're making, because I'm really excited about it. I hope everybody is staying well. I hope that you are finding some solace in this madness. And be well and cheers, my friends. We'll talk soon.